Check this out.
Morning, everyone.
What day is it?
Don't make me say it.
Don't make me say it.
Don't make me say it.
And there came a great voice.
Thank God it's Friday!
Friday, Friday, Friday.
You know what I love? Chit-chat.
Chit-chat.
Yeah, chit-chat.
Let's chit-chat.
This show is all chit and no chat.
Chitty, chitty, chat.
Enough chit-chat.
We can't stand around and chit-chat all day long.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. It's Friday morning. You can feel the Friday in the air. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
Excellent. Well, you have a lot of really, really important stuff coming up the program today. I'm
really?
Sure you've been aware of the... We're
not aware of that.
The raging controversy that's been going on always goes around the holidays. Die Hard, a Christmas movie or not a Christmas movie. We have... Which side does everybody come down on this?
I feel like it's a Christmas movie.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Always have. We have definitive proof. I know Bruce Willis has come out and said that it is not a Christmas movie.
He's a grumpy guy now.
What's he know? Yeah. He was only in it. No. Okay, so we have definitive proof that it was.
Okay, good.
Coming up this morning here. Let me see. We got early morning comedy. April Macy's going to be with us. She's over at Laugh Boston. She'll join us next hour, a little after 6 here.
Just got married. To talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, cool.
Tiffany Haddish was in her wedding party.
I know. It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And we got Friday morning football with Zoe. 8:40
this morning. Oh, yes. I can't wait to ask him my question.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a good one today.
It's going to be a
You're going to have to report to HR with this question.
Absolutely.
Whatever. I'll take it. I want to know the answer.
That's coming up at 8:40 this morning. And, you know, and speaking of football... boy, this throws a monkey wrench into everything because Kansas City got beat by the Chargers last night.
Yeah, so the Chargers and Kansas City both have 11-3 records. The Pats are 9-4.
See, we should have won that game last week.
Won that game.
Okay, we got, the hottest Christmas toy this year. You're not going to believe the hottest Christmas toy here. And we're going to spin the wheel of meat this morning. Once again, get your holiday meats all ready for the holiday coming
up. Don't forget, the plastic bag ban goes into effect in the city of Boston.
Today's the day, okay? Take a bag when you go shopping today.
That's good, though. That's good. You see a lot of plastic bags flying around in the wind. This is going to be good.
Okay, all this coming up this morning right here, Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Lauren and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning. We're all very excited this morning because we have a special guest here in the studio, backed by popular demand. April Macy is with us. Good morning and welcome back to the show, April.
How are you guys?
Great, thank you. Great to see you this morning.
I'm having so much fun with April because she just got married and she's showing me all the pictures of her awesome wedding in Greece.
I know! Our photographer showed up in jean shorts. I was like, nobody trusts a guy in jean shorts at a
Cut
wedding.
Cut off jean shorts?
Cut off. They had like dangles on them. Like, you know, like he had washed them a few times, so they had like the jingle jangles.
I understand.
But how are the pictures? That's the key.
No, the pictures turned out great, but that's what my husband said. He was super positive. He's like, there's no way you can show up in jean shorts and be a crappy photographer. There's no way.
You gotta really be good. So how's married life going? Is it good for you now?
It's great. He's travel banned, everybody.
Yes.
my dirty Iranian husband is not allowed in the country.
No, sir.
Not allowed.
Seriously. Yeah. No, our visa was denied. We have to prove... that he's not a national threat. I'm like, he wears skinny jeans. Have you ever seen a threatening man point his toe to get it into a pair of pants? Come on. I'm like, he's not a terrorist. He's a ballerina. Look at him. Look at his point. Those are nice arches he has.
Maybe he should take your last name. Maybe that would help.
Oh, my Polish last name. That's another thing we have to prove. He's of national interest. I'm like, my dude speaks 5 languages. Oh. You could trade me for him. Like, seriously, I'm so dumb. I bought a car because it smelled good. I'm serious. I don't test drive them or know anything about gas mileage. I just smell them.
No, and then sir, really?
Yeah, I did. I was like, ooh, it smells like leather. I'll take it. I've never had leather.
Smell.
I ain't got no class, everybody.
So now, when's he coming back to the U.S.?
Well, probably after this administration. He's been here 20 times before. His mom was denied a visa to come and see her grandkid be born. And I'm like, just let him in. He has a hairdryer. Let him in.
He's not that dangerous, really.
No, look at it. He owns a leather shop. Like, he sells, and he has the woman's name from Game of Thrones. Like, he has, like, a lady's name, and he sells leather goods.
Oh, so you liked him because he smelled good too, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Persians always smell good. They always smell good. They're
you
very
smell like
clean.
A car. Let's get married.
They're hairy, but they're very hairy people. Oh,
by the way, we should mention that April's playing over at Laugh Boston, and you had a show last night, and you got a show tonight, and then two shows tomorrow night.
Wow, you're busy.
If you want to get tickets, you can go online, laughboston.com. It's a great place. It's over in the Seaport District, and it's a great place to see a show. So, now, if memory serves me correctly, you live in California, right?
I do. In Malibu? I do live in Malibu. My house is still okay. You don't realize, like, when I thought my home might burn down, I was like, oh, I only have the contents of these two suitcases, and I've made some real dumb choices. I'm just going to own a bunch of leather pants. Like, that's all I'm going to own if my home burns down. It's so stupid.
Now you love leather so much.
I do. The funny thing is, I do love leather, but I don't have any of his leather. I have better leather goods than he does.
How close
curious if you're, like, packing things differently now.
No, I know. I'm packing, like, my military coins and just weird, and my grandma letters with me every time. That's the stuff. I was like, because my friend was like, oh, do you want me to run and grab stuff for you? Just because we had to evacuate. And I was like, can you grab my Christmas decorations?
These are the key items you need.
No, I was like, that's all I really wanted. Because that's, like, the one thing that's, like, a collection of my lifetime where I've been getting them since I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, that's... I'd be sad if...
So now you know what you'd grab.
Now I'd grab my Christmas ornaments. So
you don't have them with you now, do you, the Christmas ornaments?
No, I don't. There's too many of them. For a long time, like, I didn't own anything, but that was the bulk of my possessions, was, like, an aggressive amount of Christmas decorations.
Oh, you got to come to my house.
That's what happens. When you have a bad childhood, you just start getting real, real happy at the holidays, everybody. Got to make your own happiness.
April Macy. Tickets available, laughboston.com. Hey, you were on the show that Snoop Dogg did, right?
Yes, I was.
Okay, coming back with us in just a few minutes, I want to know, I'm curious about Snoop Dogg. What kind of guy is Snoop Dogg?
He's super friendly.
Okay.
Super, super nice. Showed up a few hours late, but he was really, he's like a really nice fella. And then he called me Strawberry Shortcake. You never feel cooler than when you get a nickname from Snoop Dogg.
Okay, we'll be back with April momentarily. In the meantime...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So if you want to put some comedy in your life this weekend, April is here, and April is going to be at Laugh Boston, which is in the Seaport District. It's a great place to see his show. LaughBoston.com is how you get your tickets. The fabulous April Macy. And where we want to pick up here? We last left off April.
Well,
she's a big fan of Snoop Dogg.
We were talking about her weddings more and living in Malibu.
Yeah.
And,
sounds fancy. Real fancy. I'm sure there's, like, asbestos in my ceiling. It's the only way I can afford it is... I'm just ingesting flakes of asbestos. It's going to crumble. I'm the only, like, building without a retaining wall. And I was like, oh, that's why we have cheap rent. It's going to tumble down the mountain at any point.
But you have a nice view.
I have a beautiful view. I can see dolphins. And
you can?
Every once in a while, there's, like, the dolphin hours, like 3 to 4, where they seem to be out frolicking.
Wow.
It's like late afternoon dolphin hour.
Who knew?
I do.
Well,
I'm telling
we know.
You right now.
So what was it like working with Snoop Dogg?
He was really sweet. He called, like,
was he high?
Yes, okay. Of course. I wanted to be, too, but I was like, well, I want more Showtime specials, more than I want to be high with Snoop Dogg. I was like a real nerd burglar.
So
I'm married.
So did he, like, gave you a nickname?
Strawberry Shortcake. And he said I was crazy. He's like, you crazy, Strawberry Shortcake. And I was like, I am crazy. That's another thing my husband said. This is when I knew I loved him. He's like, I love you way more, but you're way crazier.
So he's afraid of you.
Yeah, he's super afraid. This is how you know somebody's stable. Like, his ex-wife cheated and he didn't do anything. Like, he paid for, like, multiple master's degrees in French horn, right? Which I already makes me furious. And I was like, well, what'd you do? I was like, did you beat her with a French horn? Like, well, that's what I would have done. And he's like, no, I just wanted to have like an amicable separation. I was like, oh.
I know. So weird, though.
Weird.
About what happened at your wedding.
Oh, she watched our entire wedding on a Facebook live feed. And this
really? Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. We have a, like our photograph, photographer, Captain Gene Shorts, has a picture of it, like a, you know, like on the phone.
Yes.
You know, where they take like the picture of the phone and the thing.
Screenshot.
But I told him, I was like, dude, if you ever cheat on me, I'm putting a bomb making pamphlet and a few lug nuts in your backpack and I'm sending you off to the airport.
Oh, God.
Good luck at immigration. We're going to, we have different approaches to cheating.
They're never going to get in the country. Wow.
His is stable. Mine's going to have him in a detention facility.
So he'll be pretty careful.
Yeah. Don't do it. Because I'm serious. I'm real
she
cuckoo
is.
Bones.
You can see her face. She's like, yes, I am.
No, I get real crazy eyes when I start thinking about it.
You didn't mail him like a Guantanamo t-shirt or anything.
Yeah. No, I've been to, I performed in Guantanamo.
Get out. Really? Yeah, I did.
So
you know the good blocks?
I slept in Saddam Hussein's palace, everybody.
Wow. You did?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
That's what one was. People are like, did he invite you over for a slumber party? No, I was entertaining the troops.
I believe she's mentioning the fact it went after.
Yeah. That's what somebody asked me in Tampa. They were like, was he there? And I was like, yeah, Whitney and Saddam were spooning.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you
I was big spoon.
Well, Tampa, you know, spoon. That is in Florida.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
You
know
what
I
else
know,
do you expect?
I know.
So, okay, April, thank you very much for joining us this morning. April Macy, Laugh Boston. She's got the one show tonight, two shows tomorrow night. You'll love the show. Get your tickets online, laughboston.com. Always great to see you, April.
I need them there for my self-esteem, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thanks for being here this morning. Have a great time in Boston.
Thank you.
Okay, now let's bring up speed. Hank, what's going on out there?
Celts go for their 8th straight win tonight at the Garden. They host the horrible Atlanta Hawks. They're 6-21. Bruins back on the ice in Pittsburgh tonight, shooting for their 4th straight win. Patriots. They're in Pittsburgh Sunday to face the Steelers. Steelers have lost 3 straight. Kickoff at 4:25. Friday morning football with Zoe coming up at 8:40.
Thank you much. 105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WRR.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WRR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Now, you know, we've been together for a long time. You know, you've been listening. We feel comfortable in asking your indulgence this morning because we're going to be performing with the, you know, it's not really a performance. We're just reading the poem, basically.
Reading's hard.
Okay.
You've done it a few times, Lauren. You know, you're old hat at this. You're a professional.
Yeah,
are. So we're doing the Twas a Night Before Christmas with the Boston Pops at the Big Christmas Show coming up on Sunday evening at Symphony Hall.
That's a big room.
It's a big room. Yeah, big room. A lot of people there, you know. And it's always sold out and all that sort of thing. So, you know, we don't want to...
Seriously, my heart rate's, like, going up.
We don't want to screw this up. So we thought we'd practice. And we hope you don't mind. You can feel free to critique us on this, too.
I have someone on the line who can help critique if you want.
Oh, really?
Who you got?
Yeah, I got my son, Sam. He's 9.
So he's, like, in the wheelhouse.
For, you know...
Okay, yep.
You want to really entertain the kids, you know, the children go to
this. Is he on there right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Sam's right there.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay.
Sam.
Are you familiar with the "Twas a Night Before Christmas"?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've heard it before, right?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did your parents read it to you?
No, we don't read to our kids.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's
to
a
know,
waste.
I have never read it to Lucy.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Oh, you read that story last night.
Yeah.
Oh.
See.
Oh, that's so.
Well,
nice.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay. Good endorsement there, Sam.
Sticking up for Daddy.
So now there are a few things we need to, you know, because this is the first time you've done this, Sylvia. One of the things you have to be aware of is when we leave the backstage area to come out on stage, up to the microphone there, we have to kind of weave our way through the orchestra. And as I recall, we go like between the cellos and the French horns.
Yeah, look out for the bassoons. They stick
that's
out.
Right. And thank God they don't have trombones because those things stick out and they can trip you on the way through.
The tuba.
I'm already nervous.
So you just got to be careful because, you know, if you trip over something, it would be, you know, something could be really...
Oh, boy, is that me tripping over stuff? Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
Oh.
I have these great shoes, you guys. That, I mean, I know I should be concentrating on other things, but I have these great Christmas shoes.
But you're accessorizing. Oh, don't even get me started.
Are they
on
new
the shoes?
They're from last year, but they're very Christmassy. They're plaid, like, and they're very cute, but the heel is very thin.
I think you're trying to put off practicing.
Yes,
them.
I am.
Okay, no, look. Okay.
Are they broken in the shoes?
Yes, they're fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to be, we'll go out to the microphone. And Keith Lockhart, Keith is great with this, you know.
Yeah.
And so he'll give us the cues, and then all we got to do, because he'll hit the music, and then he'll give us a cue when to start. So you ready to try this?
Yes.
Ready? Here we go.
All right. Legit.
Okay, here we
go.
Now, Sam, you pay attention and tell us, let us know what you think, how we did. Okay, Sam?
Yep.
Okay. We're going to go through the whole thing, or are we going to stop in the middle and get a critique? So we
Oh, no. Roll right through
it. Roll right through it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now the band starts. The orchestra, excuse me. The orchestra starts. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Oh, my gosh, this is so nerve-wracking, and I'm just in this room. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
My mouth is dry. I just want to let you know because I'm so nervous.
You should leave that out.
Okay. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Prancer, now Dancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. There's a pause.
Yeah, we pause there. Okay.
Don't
hop in it too early. Okay. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, his coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. Boom. Okay. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle.
And away they all flew like the down of a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim, that's a hard word, but I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Night.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, my God, it's so nerve-wracking.
Good job.
So, Sam.
We do okay?
What do you think, Sam?
That was good.
Yeah. That was good.
Lauren,
thank you very much.
Lauren kind of sounds like the Grinch, doesn't he?
No.
What do you think, Sam?
I don't know.
You don't know?
A little bit.
Sam, did I go, well, how was my pacing? Like, how fast, was I too fast or too slow?
In the middle.
That's just right.
Good job, Sam.
Thanks a million, Sam.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
Go eat your breakfast and go to school.
That's right.
I'm going to lie down.
Okay. Brush
thank
your
you,
teeth
buddy.
Eat your breakfast. Okay. Thank
Bye,
you.
Dad.
Okay.
Love
have
you,
a great day, Sam. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie have been doing a little Christmas shopping at the Bangor Mall when they get separated. In desperation to locate Ephus, Effie finally calls him on her cell phone, and we hear...
Hello.
Ephus.
Yes?
Where in God's name are you?
Well, remember that jewelry store that we was in and you spotted that beautiful diamond necklace that you fell in love with and I said I couldn't afford it?
Oh, Ephus, you big romantic. You, of course.
course I remember.
Well, I'm in the bar right next door to it.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey, yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
We've already kicked it off. This is a queen free ticket weekend right here. You know, Stubby the Ticket Broker is going to be giving away tickets all weekend long. Could happen. Could be good at any time. So be prepared, okay? By the way, extra chance to win online at WROR.com as well as exact times to win on the radio. Okay, so I saw the some of the videos of this yesterday, the people running all over the highways down in Jersey chasing money that blew out the back of a Brinks truck. And I didn't – what happened? Did the door just fly open or –
Yes, yeah, it's just –
So, Brinks truck going down the highway in East Rutherford, New Jersey, right by the Meadowlands.
Yep.
And the back door malfunctioned, and it was like – leaves blowing across the highway, but it was $100 bills.
Yeah. But the problem is...
There's an eyewitness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, hang on.
I was already running late, and next thing I knew, I saw money flying everywhere. And then there was a gentleman on the floor, frantic, trying to grab whatever he could.
It's theft of mislaid property. So we're not looking to charge anybody. We're just looking to get the money back to Brinks.
I don't know. That's
forget it.
I mean, that's a busy highway.
Oh, my God. It's a 5-lane highway. There are a bunch of accidents. This man, well, he was on the ground. He was, you know, scrambling for the money, and there were, like, box trucks kind of swerving around him. It was incredible. And I just want, there's no way that I would go on a highway to pick up money that's not mine.
Really?
Like it's just.
I would.
really.
I mean, I you know, don't get me wrong. I'd put my emergency flashers on.
Well, yeah, sure. Okay,
you know.
Yeah.
It is. Oh yeah.
It is stealing after all. It's not.
No, no,
your
no,
money.
No. This is Jersey. It's a sport. It's
Oh, that's I mean, that's
it's
just
nice.
Thursday.
Yeah,
right, Jersey.
Yeah, really.
You know? That's a good point.
But people risking their lives to pick up these bills, it just is really incredible. I think that there's bad karma in that. And Hank, I think you agree. Right?
I do too.
Yeah. It's.
I don't know if it's the Christmas season and this $100 bill's blown across my windshield. I'm thinking, whoa! Let's go! You know,
the sweet Lord meant me to have this money.
Yeah,
thank you, sweet baby Jesus.
Thank you, sweet baby Jesus. Right.
Okay, 7:45, Dirty Laundry. All right. The Die Hard, is it a Christmas movie? The debate is over, but first, Mary Poppins' granddaughter is a homewrecker, and it involves a Disney princess.
Oh, my.
Okay, this is what happened. Now, Blake Edwards' granddaughter and Julie Andrews' step-granddaughter, Katie Edwards, said she kissed and more with Dax Shepard in 2009, 2 years after Dax started dating Anna from Frozen and the Good Place star Kristen Bell. Now, they're my favorite couple, a Hollywood couple at this point, because everyone else brings up.
Son of a bench.
Yeah, exactly. So this Katie is a little skanky in my estimation because, well, it's because she released these photos to the Daily Mail and they're and they're in a photo booth making out, and it's really, it's graphic.
Why?
It's not something. Yeah. Well, she says she wanted to do it because she wanted to tell the truth first before somebody sort of, you
know,
forced her
into it. Yeah, that's what people were digging for.
I know, exactly. But I think that she's had a history of accusing stars of things. Of course, most stars are gross.
Hey, she sells these stories to the tabloids.
Right. So anyway, apparently, Dax is not happy, and he wrote on his Instagram that, hey, Daily Mail, that photo is 13 years old, not 9. Also, Katie has sold stories to tabloids about Matthew Perry, Jack Osborne, Kid Rock, and now me. I look forward to her next one. Fingers crossed it's about my number one, Brad Pitt.
Wow.
So,
he sounds bullshit.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. So they got married. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard got married in 2013. They have two kids together, and they're a really adorable couple. So I'm very disappointed in Mary Poppins' granddaughter, and she's not a nice person. Okay.
Mary Poppins is good. Thank her with a broom.
All right, so anyway, it's over, you guys. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Play the tape.
There you go. Listen to this.
Good evening.
I'm here to see Holly McLean.
Just type it in there.
Cute toy.
Well, terrorists at Nakatomi Plaza.
Been doing this for 11 years.
10 square blocks.
Mayday, mayday, Channel 9.
8 Lincoln 30 to dispatch.
The 7 members of the new Provo Front.
6 armed with automatic weapons.
5 imprisoned leaders of Liberté de Quebec.
Oh my God.
$4 million.
Three down, four to go.
Code 2 at Nakatomi Plaza.
He's killed one terrorist for sure, and he claims he's capped off two others.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas. Christmas.
Christmas. Christmas.
It's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Mother Christmas.
Oh, my. I have one question, though.
Yeah. You know it.
Is Eyes Wide Shut a Christmas movie?
Oh, God.
I think that's obviously, that solves it once and for all.
Oh, my God.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, and I'm pulling especially hard for our player this morning simply because he's a firefighter, and I love what those guys do. His name is Walter Buckley. He's from Methuen, Massachusetts. So good morning and welcome to the show, Walter. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you.
Walter, excellent. Where the excellent. Hell did that name come from?
It's my professional name.
That's the great Eddie Buckley.
The, really? The professional name.
Medford firefighter.
Okay, very good. Oh, so, we know what's going to happen. And by the way, thank you very much for being a firefighter. We appreciate what you guys do. And we're going to try to reward you with $1,000 from Century Bank this morning. However, the evil queen of questions is standing by between you and that $1,000 bill.
It's a misnomer. I'm fair. I am
balanced.
Just, yes, fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced. Okay.
Don't do anything stupid, Buck,
actually,
all right?
Actually, she's, Walter, I'll tell you, she's fair and unbalanced. But here's the deal.
Legit.
LBF is going to give you 10 questions within 60 seconds. Your job is to answer all 10 of those correctly. Remember, you can pass in any time. You have time left at the end. You come back and pick them up. If you get them all right, we'll give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
Ready to play.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, begin.
What color suit does Santa wear?
Red.
Mary Lou Retton won 5 medals at the 1984 Summer Olympics in which sport?
Gymnastics.
Who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Bass.
In the Steve Miller song, The Joker, finish this lyric. Some people call me the gangster of love. Some people call me...
Bass.
What is known as the White Pearl of India?
Bass.
What's the name of Doc Brown's dog in the movie Back to the Future?
This is terrible.
That's a good guess.
Rufus.
What is a group of whales called?
Big.
How many wheels does a pair of roller skates have?
2 pairs.
What is the name of a baby crocodile?
Oh, my God. Nice talking to you.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, time is up. Okay, I thought that was really a tough one. Maybe it was
what?
Just
that was unbelievable.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, Tommy Murray would have got all those.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's go
I feel extraordinarily guilty now.
Let's go ahead and review.
You should.
Okay. Who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? That'd be Roald Dahl. Yeah, the Steve Miller song, The Joker, finished the lyric. Some people call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice.
Yeah.
The Taj Mahal is the pearl of the White Pearl of India.
Yeah.
Doc Brown's dog was named Einstein. A group of whales, I liked your answer, it's called a pod.
Big, I like big.
How many wheels does a pair of roller skates have? 8. And this is interesting. The name of a baby crocodile is a crocklet.
But all is not lost because we have for you.
But now you know. Now you know. Okay. Now you can impress friends
somehow
with all
another,
this knowledge.
It's all just a big croc.
Thanks,
we got a prize for you, a consolation prize. A $100 gift card to make your holiday season extra special this year to Venezia, Boston's award-winning Italian restaurant with a special holiday menu featuring fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients. For hours, menus, reservations, and more, visit Venezia.com. So, Walter, I want you to have a great day today and a very Merry Christmas. And thank you very much for being a member of the nation.
Somebody buy Buck a book for Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
A book. An encyclopedia.
Hey, thanks for being a member of the nation. We really do appreciate it.
And, thank you, guys.
You bet. Anybody else you want to play, you got to register first. Log on to WRR.com and sign up.
Merry Christmas. Santa's coming. Yay!
Here's one of the greatest hits from the North Pole.
Merry Christmas!
105.7 WROR, Boston's greatest hits.
Well, good morning. This is the Lorna Wadi Morning Radio Program. Well, let me see. We got next Tuesday. That'll be a week from Christmas. And then a week from Tuesday is Christmas Day. Holy cow, man, it is getting close. So
I know.
We thought it was time to bring to you, a story of peace and joy and brotherhood and the lovely spirit of Christmas story here this morning. What do you have for us,
Hank? Retail is one of the most underappreciated jobs.
It certainly
absolutely
is.
Especially during the holidays. People are rude, they're snotty. So this is a story about Sarah.
Okay, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Not to prejudge.
That's all right.
Sarah, the sales clerk, she worked in Alabama. This is a number of years ago. She was working at a local retail store. After Christmas, all the ornaments were reduced to 75% off.
Yeah.
So there was this little star, and it was 50 cents. So this woman came in, very fancy clothing, drove a very expensive Lexus, and she wanted that four-star ornament, but she only wanted to pay 25 cents. So clerk said, I'm sorry, we're not a yard sale. We can't negotiate, and I don't have the power to change. And the woman said, my friend works at the other store, there were four locations for this particular store.
Yeah.
She told me that tomorrow all the ornaments are going to be 90% off, so I'll just come back in the morning. And she told the woman, we can't guarantee that we're going to have all those tomorrow because, somebody else might want them.
Right.
And the customer replied, there are 12 in the store. No one is going to buy all 12. I'll get what I want, so prepare to feel stupid.
Okay,
well, there's a Christmas.
That's not very Christmassy.
Sarah decided, Christmas has gone by. I'm going to take a page out of the Grinch. So she called one of the other stores, the Huntsville store. She bought all of their ornaments. This is the clerk calling the store.
She bought all of the other stores.
All the ornaments.
Not just the little star?
Nope. And then to be extra spiteful, called the other two stores that they owned, and she bought all of those ornaments.
Really?
And she only spent $30.
Wow. Cheap.
So the next morning, the customer returned to the store.
Oh, this is fantastic.
And there were no decorations left.
And?
She said, I had the pleasure of telling her that all of the star ornaments in North Alabama had been sold to one customer. The look on her face was worth every penny.
Oh, my.
And she says, for years, I gave away all those star ornaments, and I kept one for myself, and I smile every single year.
Well, there
that's
you go.
Dark.
Merry Christmas.
And may all of your Christmases be bright. Thank you very much, Hank.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, this is very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. Oops, excuse me.
Oh,
it's time.
Wow.
We wish you a wheel of meat, mass. We wish you a wheel of meat, mass. We wish you a wheel of meat, mass. Spin the wheel of meat.
Yes, it's time to spin the official wheel of meat this morning, loaded with fine meats from McKinnon's. Now, on the line with us, our official meat spinner this morning is John Byers, who is calling. He's our 15th caller. Hey, John, how you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Ho, ho, ho. Where are you calling from, John?
I am calling from Attleboro. I'm from Canton.
Oh. 02021.
Okay. Here's your deal.
Yeah.
The wheel of meat is loaded with all kinds of meat. We got 16 pounds of whole beef brisket, a 7-pound beef Florentine, 10-pound top round medallions.
What did you say that?
Never mind.
I was like, wait a minute.
11 pounds of mini beef meatloafs, a 25-pound honey spiral ham. We got everything you can imagine on there.
Not to brag.
Yeah. Can I play?
Are you hosting for Christmas dinner?
I will be at my in-laws for Christmas dinner.
Okay. Nice.
Well, at least promise to share some of the meat with your in-laws, okay?
Okay, I promise.
Now, Cody is standing by over by the wheel of meat.
He's been working out at Planet Fitness just so he could spin
this thing. He's
going
to spin this thing really hard. Okay,
very strong wrist.
Are you prepared, Cody?
See my right arm.
Okay, it's unbelievable. Okay, Cody, fire away. John is going to tell you when. Whoa! John's got to give the command.
Don't prematurely spin.
Okay,
you tell him like 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, John, take it away.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, let it rip.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Smoke coming off strong. Wow. And ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Stepped on the meat. What we have this morning?
14 and a half pounds of pot roast.
Right. Wow, that's incredible.
Nice. Pot roast. Nice. Okay, congratulations. That's from McKinnon's. McKinnon's Best Angus Prime Rib Tenderloin Roast or Sirloin Holiday Roast are tasty, tender. They're customer cut to order, and we're going to ship that off to you. So, hey, John, you hold the line here. We'll get you all squared away with your holiday roast, okay?
Thanks a lot, guys. Love the show.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Take care of yourself.
Hold on. We'll be right back with you, John.
Yeah, don't go away. Got it. Okay, coming up next, we got Zoe is going to join us. It's Friday Morning Football with Zoe. Now, I noticed that over the past few weeks, you've been asking some rather personal questions when we get getting to know Zoe.
But there you know. They're legit questions, not too personal.
Okay, so what are you thinking about for the question today?
Do you want me to tell you what I'm going to ask him right now?
Yeah. It's,
okay, I'm going to ask Zoe, other than showering, what does he like to do naked?
Really?
Wow. Jeez, that's Lou, what is that? What is? I'm like,
what
I don't know.
What
I don't,
is what that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, let's do this thing. This is important.
Oh, yeah.
It is time for Friday Morning Football with Zoe. Scott Zolak is joining us this morning. And the report is brought to you by MGM Springfield. This is a first. Now, as we mentioned earlier this morning, today is Bill Buckner's 69th birthday. That was a momentous moment in sports. But I'm trying to get over last weekend's loss, you know, the stunning, shocking loss, the last-minute unbelievable play. And, you know, each time I try to put it in the rearview mirror, something else happens that snaps me back, like Pittsburgh losing two in a row or three in a row and Kansas City getting beat by the Chargers, and it brings it all back into perspective. But we could have had home field advantage after all. I'm sorry, but I'm over it. Morning, Scott.
Wow. Morning.
Wow.
What's up?
Nothing. Nothing. Though. We're just concerned about the football team.
What?
Oh, really?
Are you over last
week?
Oh,
really? Now, you got her getting on me now, too.
Yeah.
Just wait. Give her a minute.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear today's getting to know Zoe question.
You're going to like this one. Okay, so, where do we start?
Where do we start?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You start, you know, with last night's game, Chargers and Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, the way this league is, you're up 14 points with 5 minutes left. Imagine what the people in Kansas City are thinking today. Now,
sure. Yeah.
Here's the sad thing, and it's the one that sticks in you. If you finish that game and you beat Miami, you're the number one seed right now.
There you go. Yeah, home field advantage.
You could still be, but you could still be the number one seed. It ain't over yet. You get up off the mat, you get out there in Pittsburgh, go out there and kick their ass, and then get this thing rolling again.
Isn't the scariest thing about this weekend's game, though, on Sunday, the fact that Pittsburgh has lost three straight?
That scares me.
I can't believe it. Yeah, I mean, they're more desperate than you. You're not a desperate team. But you want to win, get out there and win right away based on the way that transpired down in Miami. But Pittsburgh's a tough place to play. But they match up really well with the Steelers. They have over the years. And Brady's played really well against them.
So, I mean, the defense was coming along and then that one breakdown last week. But are we still going to be able to shut these guys down? Are we going to be able to get to Roethlisberger, do you think?
Well, that's the key. You know, he's got the bad ribs. He didn't practice all week.
Yeah.
But I take the helmet. It's on the left side. So you study the left side of the ribs, you take your helmet, you stick them right in the ribs if you get a chance to hit them.
Wow.
Get a score.
Yeah. That seems mean.
Football.
That seems really mean.
Okay.
Football.
But it's football. Okay, look, if you know, I hate to put the pressure on you, but we always do. Do you really deep down think we're going to win this thing?
I think early in the week I did some TV and I picked the Steelers, 26-21.
Whoa. Oh, dear.
But now, you know, once you get 4 days away from it, and you hear the Mike Tomlin audio, I just don't think they're well coached.
Yep.
And then, you know, the whole Belichick-Brady thing, and
they're
not going to screw this up again, are they? Now I'm leaning New England in a really, really tight dogfight. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Back and forth with me. Give me a quarter.
Okay.
Hey, so is there any reason that Belichick would put, I know he's a little bit bigger, 6'6", Gronk on that final play, puts him deep, and instead of Josh Gordon, 6'4", so athletic.
How about McCourty on the bench?
It's the kill play. It is what it is. I mean, that's Gronk's play. Gronk has always done that over the years when he's healthy. I don't have a problem him being back there because, okay, you say it's dumb putting him in there. Imagine if Miami was dumber than you and they actually threw it. Well, he's there to knock it down, you know?
Yep.
The fact McCourty wasn't in there.
That's the killer. That's the killer. Yeah.
But you know, you're right.
Hey, it goes all the way back. I can remember putting Randy Moss in on plays like that as well.
It's your standard kill play. That's what they practice.
Okay.
Hey,
it's all milk. No, we can't cry over spilled milk. It's water over the dam, so we just got to move on now.
Milk over the bridge.
Okay, so it's milk over the bridge
now. What is this, Cliche Friday?
Yeah,
exactly. Absolutely.
Okay, so here's
every
the deal.
Day.
let's move on to getting to know Zoe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Getting to know Zoe. Okay, so Zoe, I got this question from Ellen DeGeneres because she asked Jennifer Aniston this question, and Jennifer was forthcoming, so I expect that from you. So other than bathing, what do you like to do naked?
I sleep naked.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Okay.
I love the sheets. I get that high thread count. You just, I feel so, especially in the winter when you crawl in the bed and it's all over you.
Okay.
And now
we're on the sheets.
Okay. Hey, can I ask you a question,
I want to answer, too.
Okay.
I do like swimming naked.
You do? Like in your, yeah. Do you have a pool or do you do this at like town pool?
No, he does it at the fountain at the Pru.
No, I have my own pool.
Okay, good. I'm just checking,
good,
you know.
Good. Okay.
Asking for a friend.
Okay. Wow. Just asking for somebody else who might start.
Yeah, you're not peeking over my fence.
Oh, you never know. I got a ladder.
Hey, I got a question for you, Zoe. Now, you grew up in Western Pennsylvania, so I'm assuming you grew up a big Steelers fan.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
My dad and I had season tickets through the Bradshaw years.
Okay, so your entire family was Steelers fans. So you get drafted, and you come into the play for the Patriots. What happened then?
Grandma called him a bunch of a-holes for not drafting me, and then we hate the Steelers from that point forward. I've not liked the Steelers since I left and, came to New England. Yeah.
Well, there you go. And getting to know Zoe.
I like it.
Okay,
like
there's your there's your Scott Zolak Friday Morning Football Report. Hey, Zoe, have a great time at the game. We'll see you when you get back from
Pittsburgh. Hopefully we'll see you at the company party.
Yeah.
See you at the company party.
Maybe. Keep your fingers crossed. It's all looking good. I'll see you.
All right, man.
Keep your clothes on, too.
Yeah. Don't come naked, man. See you later.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.